It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado health experts have advised school districts to take precautionary measures when students return amid the pandemic. Dr. Alexis Burakoff is an epidemiologist with the State Health Department. She says schools should divide students into cohorts in classrooms so they stay with their same peers throughout the day.
Schools can limit the number of people that each student and staff member interacts with, ideally to kind of one closed group, so that if there is an illness among a member of that group, it's very clear who has been exposed.
Burakoff says this could limit the number of disruptions at schools that do see outbreaks because it's likely only a single class would have to be quarantined instead of an entire school. Colorado's third largest district will start the school year on a hybrid schedule of remote and in-person learning. CPR Education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Coronavirus cases are rising in Douglas County, and principals and health officials were wary of fully opening up. Instead, students will be organized into cohorts. Those will rotate 2 days of in-person learning and 3 days of remote learning. Board President David Ray.
It gives us a chance to orient our students. It gives us a chance to get them back in the building. It gives us a chance to learn as we go, so that we're not just always in reaction mode.
68,000 students attend public school in Douglas County. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Students in Aurora will take classes online until October. That's according to the education news site Chalkbeat. The plan would allow some students with special needs to go into school buildings at times. Republican leaders in Washington, D.C. could release their plan for another coronavirus stimulus bill soon, but it's not expected to include additional state and local aid, which many Colorado localities have been asking for. Instead, it will give local governments more flexibility on how to spend money from earlier federal help. Kevin Bomber with the Colorado Municipal League says local governments already took care to follow the rules, so added flexibility doesn't help fix their budgets.
That's a shell game, and it ought to be referred to as such. It's a distraction. It doesn't solve the problem.
Bomber believes additional aid will be part of the negotiations. He says it has the support of much of Colorado's congressional delegation. Much of the state has a chance for rain through this afternoon and into this evening, and temperatures are just a bit cooler today. This is CPR News.